Happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. It is the last Friday of February. We're going to have some fun on the show today. We're going to continue our preview of every team in Major League Baseball. We're going to look at the St. Louis Cardinals today, who are favored to win the NL Central, but are they my pick to win the division? We will break that down. We also look at a loaded college basketball slate for tomorrow. No lines out right now. We've been pretty good at this, though, kind of judging who's going to be favored, kind of what the totals are going to be, what the right sides are. Got a couple spots I love tomorrow in college basketball. We'll get into that. Lucy Burge will join me once again for Model Making Money. And then we're going to do a little PGA's prop. Shawnee Sharpe's got some props for me in the NBA. We'll break those down, wrap up the show with our favorite bets for this Friday. As always, want to hear from you guys. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. You can listen to us as well on Odyssey app for free. Any questions, if you're watching us on Twitch or YouTube, send them in. Let us know what you're betting on this wonderful Friday. Let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. Let's start with a little big league, Peach, and the St. Louis Cardinals, who only won 71 games last season. There were three teams in the National League last year that were huge disappointments: the Padres, the Mets, and the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals have two of the best players in the sport. They have two future Hall of Famers, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. Their pitching was a disaster last year. And when you think St. Louis Cardinals, you really think about how the surplus of pitching that they've had throughout the years. Well, they went this offseason and made it an emphasis to really build up their starting pitching. They got Sonny Gray to be their number one. He was great with Minnesota last year. Then they went and got Miles Michaelis still as their number two. They went and got Kyle Gibson from Baltimore as their number three. They got Lance Lynn from the Dodgers, their number four, and Steven Matz is going to be their number five. Again, the Cardinals, you're used to them having good prospect, homegrown guys. They're really trying to go out and bring these pitchers in. I like the Sonny Gray addition. Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn, I don't know about all those, especially as your 3-4 starters. That'll be remain to be seen. Lineup with St. Louis this year, extremely fascinating. Arenado and Goldschmidt, I mentioned. Wilson Contreras in his second year after signing that big contract coming over from the Cubbies will be the catcher. Brendan Donovan's going to be their second baseman. Mason Wynn is going to be their shortstop of the future. If you haven't watched Mason Wynn's arm strength before, I'm sure there are still videos out there. You can go find it on Twitter where he throws like 100-mile-per-hour fastball over to first. Kid's got an absolute cannon. Also a pretty good hitter. He's going to be their shortstop. And then their outfield is probably going to be a little platoon situation for the most part, try and find the hot hitter. I think the three guys that they want to excel are certainly Tommy Edman, who was great for them last year, Lars Nootbaar, and then Jordan Walker. They really need him to take the next step. He was their big-time prospect, came up last year, had some good moments, not so good moments. They're going to need him this season. Also have Nolan Gorman, Alec Burleson, who can DH for them as well. Cardinals, it's interesting. Breaking down these NL Central teams, it feels like a lot of their lineups are the same for the most part. There's this infusion of young talent like you have with the Cardinals with Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker. And then you got your veterans. You got your Goldschmidts, your Contreras, your Arenados. St. Louis is no different. They also have Ryan Pressly as their closer, who's one of the best closers in baseball as well. So it'll be interesting to see. That rotation, though, gives me some big-time pause. Sonny Gray's kind of hit or miss. He's certainly been a journeyman throughout his career, broke onto the scene with the Oakland A's. And then ever since that, he's kind of bounced around a little bit, found a great home with Minnesota last year. They're going to need him to be good with St. Louis. As we look at the futures market, again, if you've listened to the show throughout the week, you guys know I like the Reds in this division. I also certainly think the Pirates are a very interesting price. I cannot get behind St. Louis backing them, especially this early in the season at plus 160. Maybe if they get off to another slow start this year like they did last year, we get a better number. Maybe some opportunities will present themselves, but man, we're getting the Pirates at 16-1. I think that's real intriguing. The Reds, plus 350 would be my pick as of today. Cardinals won 71 games last season. Their over-under this year is 85.5. Are we really sure the Cardinals did enough to be 15 games better than what they were last year. Because keep in mind, I think the balanced schedule now in Major League Baseball, where everybody has to play everybody, the Cardinals are one of those teams that really doesn't benefit from it because they got star players on their team. When they go to these AL ballparks, especially when they're good, they're going to get good crowd support from the other teams. It'll be good environments. Whereas when the Pirates goes into these AL parks, when the Reds go into these AL parks, it won't nearly be the same. So I'm not as high on St. Louis as clearly the odds makers are and the market is. I would go under 85 and a half wins. That is my favorite bet when it comes to the St. Louis Cardinals. As for NL MVP, NL Cy Young, really don't like any of that either. Goldschmidt and Arenado are 40 to 1. Wilson Contreras is 100 to 1. I really don't want to back any hitters that don't steal bases. I think because of the advantage you have now to be able to steal bases like Acuña did last year when he stole 70, I think those are the guys I want to target, right? We've been talking about that, like Corbin Carroll, Trey Turner, Acuña, Mookie Betts, these kind of guys. I don't want Goldschmidt and Arenado, even though they are great hitters. I just think it's so eye-popping to have a guy who can hit 30 home runs and steal like 60 or 70 bags. Don't you think that's more valuable than a guy who just hits 320 with 40 home runs and 100 RBIs? Not saying that isn't great, but they're also not stealing bases. Every time Corbin Carroll and Ronald Acuña Jr. get on first, it's essentially a double because they're stealing second. Every time Goldschmidt or Arenado get on first, it's just a single. So I don't love the value with either of those guys. Don't like it with Contreras either. NL Cy Young, we talked about Sonny Gray. Think his price is too short at 30 to 1, especially with some of the power arms that you have in the National League. Certainly Spencer Strider, some pitchers on the Phillies with Wheeler and Nola. Then you got the Dodgers with Yamamoto and Walker Buehler back. So I'm going to pass on NL Cy Young, NL MVP with the Cardinals. I like my win total under bet at 85 and a half, and that is what I'm doing when it comes to St. Louis. Now let's go off the glass, talk about some of the games in college basketball going on tomorrow. We will start at noon Eastern time, number 2 Houston at number 11 Baylor. Baylor's probably going to be a slight home dog in this game to Houston. I think this is one of those correlated games where if you like Baylor, you're going to want to like the over. And if you like Houston, I think you like the under. These are two teams with a contrast in styles in terms of Houston obviously wants to play games in the 50s and 60s, and Baylor wants to score. They want to play games in the 80s and 90s. Baylor's at home. Usually the home team kind of dictates where the pace is at, so I kind of lean towards the over. The side for me, I'm going to pass. Baylor has been so consistent in Big 12 play this season. They usually play everybody tight. They've lost 5 games in Big 12 regular season play. 4 of those 5 losses have been decided by 4 points or less. I think this could be another game that comes right down to the wire. So maybe Houston gets up early. Maybe it's like 10-2. You can get a Baylor plus 5.5, something like that, and then I'd bite. But I'm thinking Houston's going to open up tomorrow as probably a 2.5-point favorite. That's going to be a stay away for me. And then again, I think whatever side you do like, I would probably correlate at Baylor and the over, Houston and the under. Big game in the ACC tomorrow, number 8 Duke at Wake Forest, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Wake Forest is squarely on the bubble right now. Depending on what bracketologist you look at, some have them as the last 4 in, some have them as the last 4 out. If they win this game, almost everybody is going to have them in the NCAA tournament if it started tomorrow after this game is played. Duke is red hot, though, and Duke is doing the same exact thing that they did last year, where early season, bumpy road a little bit, play some tough non-conference games, ACC play, lose some games maybe you're not supposed to. But now that we get to late February, we're approaching early March, now Duke is starting to catch their stride. They're a top 10 team coming off a blowout win at Miami, which was really impressive. Wake Forest is going to have their first sellout crowd since 2017, and all the advanced metrics love Wake Forest. KenPom has them as a top 25 team, top 30 in offense and defense. Like, they're really solid. They're really balanced. They need a big-time win like this. It could only be Wake Forest for me. The spread is going to be interesting in this game because when we were talking about Creighton and UConn the other night and how that game really should have been a pick'em, but instead UConn was favored by 3.5 because odds makers knew the recency bias, the eye test, how UConn looked, that they could lay a spread like that and the public would still bet UConn. I think it's going to be very similar with Duke. This game should be a pick'em. If not, Wake Forest should actually be favored by a point or two, but I bet you that Duke maybe opens up as a small favorite. Maybe this game is a pick. We'll see, but certainly if Wake Forest is a dog in this game, all the value is with the Demon Deacons. Then we got number 25 BYU at Kansas State, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I like Kansas State at home. I think they're going to be a short home dog in this game as well. You look at BYU, they're going to be an NCAA tournament team, impressive resume, another team that the metrics really like. They have not been able to beat anybody away from home this season. They're great in Provo. They just beat Baylor at home, but you get them away from home out of the Marriott Center, and they're a different team. Kansas State is a tough place to play. I think the Wildcats get the win tomorrow. I'll be on Kansas State. Then we have number 10 North Carolina at Virginia. Going to be an interesting game. Who's going to want to bet Virginia after how they've been looking recently, especially what they looked on Monday night against Virginia Tech? I'll take a bite of Virginia. Probably going to be like 4, 4.5 point dogs in this game against UNC, I would think. Tony Bennett's teams over the years have tended to give North Carolina trouble. This is when Tony Bennett's scheme, his system, that pack line defense, this is when you want to back it. When he goes up against elite offensive teams that play at a fast pace, this is when Virginia is so tough to play against, especially when they're in Charlottesville. Virginia needs a big win after that terrible loss to Virginia Tech. They get the long layoff playing on Monday, and now they get to play Saturday. North Carolina's got a quick turnaround with the game on Monday. I'll take the Cavaliers at home plus the points tomorrow. Favorite bet of the night, one of my two favorite bets for tomorrow, is going to be Kentucky on the money line against Alabama, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Kentucky is going to be a small favorite tomorrow. Just hammer them on the money line. They're going to win this game. They've lost 3 straight games at Rupp Arena. 3 straight games. That doesn't happen to Kentucky often. They've lost to Tennessee, Florida, and Gonzaga. So they got that going for them. They're also coming off a loss to LSU. Meanwhile, Bama's only lost 2 games in SEC play this year, but Bama is much like BYU. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. They don't lose at home, but they can't beat any good teams away from home. And here they are playing another good team away from home. Their 2 losses in SEC play this year were when they were dogs to Auburn on the road and dogs to Tennessee on the road. They lost both of those games by 20. They're going to be dogs on the road tomorrow against Kentucky, who is going to be in a desperation spot. I like the Cats tomorrow. That total is going to be like 178.5, 179.5. It's going to be a ton of points. It's going to be a really fun game to watch. I like Kentucky. Bama also might be missing one of their guards, Latrell Wrightsell, which could be a big deal because they're coming off an overtime game against Florida. Another SEC game I like, give me Texas A&M at Tennessee. Texas A&M had such a look-ahead spot in the middle of the week. They play Bama on Saturday. They get this game against Tennessee tomorrow. In the middle of the week, sandwiched in between, was a home game against Arkansas. They lose outright. Now Texas A&M is right there on the bubble. They need a bounce back in a big way. They're going to be double-digit dogs in this game to Tennessee. I think we get a good effort out of the Aggies. I will take them plus the points tomorrow in Knoxville. And then I love Kentucky. I also love Arizona State tomorrow at Washington State. Washington State, if you missed it, late last night, game probably ended around 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. They upset Arizona in Tucson last night. Washington State is now in first place in the Pac-12 conference for the first time this late in a season since 1940. Now they have a quick turnaround. They got to play Thursday to Saturday against Arizona State. They're going to be favored. Just have one of their biggest wins in school history. You don't think there's going to be a little bit of a letdown in that game? Give me Arizona State plus the points. Give me Arizona State on the money line too. Absolutely love the Sun Devils tomorrow night. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on Send It In. Lucy, happy Friday to you. What are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Happy Friday, PJ. Five-star play today. Heat and Pelicans over 220 for the total of this one. The Pelicans have hit the over in their last two games and in three of their last five games. They have also hit the over in their last three games at home and four of their last five at home. And the Heat are averaging 110 points scored per game. Pelicans are averaging 116 points scored per game. Together, that hits the over. BetQL loves this as a five-star play tonight. Over 220. For the total.
All right, very nice. That's what the BetQL model like. What does the Lucy Burge model like for tonight, Lucy? What are your best bets?
Yes, well, my personal model is looking at the Ivy League for my first play. Yale money line against Cornell plus 120 at BetMGM. Yale did beat Cornell outright in their last matchup in that 82-78 victory, and that was Cornell's only loss in their last six games. So Yale certainly has their number, and Yale has also won 10 of their last 11 games and six of their last seven on the road. So I like Yale of the great state of Connecticut to pull off this upset win here, plus 120 on the money line. I also like Timberwolves minus 3.5 against the Bucks, minus 115 at BetMGM. The Timberwolves have covered their last four spreads and won their last four games, and the Bucks have lost. They've been not doing well overall. They've lost their last two and failed to cover their last two spreads. They've also lost five of their last seven and failed to cover five of their last seven spreads, and they have already lost to the Timberwolves, 129 to 105. The Bucks' vibes just are so off that I just have to take Timberwolves tonight. Minus 3.5 was where I got that. And then I have an NHL bet, long shot bet, where you can find these on BetQL.com in our long shots picks article. The Sabres to win by one over the Blue Jackets, plus 750 at BetMGM. The Sabres have won two of their last three games, and those two wins were both by one goal and both by a score of 3-2. And they have also won their last four games on the road and six of their last seven away from home. And the Blue Jackets have lost five of their last eight games and their last two games at home and five of their last six at home. So not doing so well lately. So I like the Sabres' chances to win this game and win it by one goal.
There you go. I like the long shot bets. Lucy, didn't you guys hit one last night with the Hornets alternate spread? You, Dan, Matt, right? You guys hit that one?
Yeah, all of us. All of us hit them last night, so we're going for that again tonight. I'll have you know, PJ, over the past month, I have hit two of them, and last night was one of them. So we're on a roll here. We do it every day, and I've only hit two, which means the streak begins today.
It begins today. It's lucky season. Let's keep it going. It absolutely is. I like it. Yes. Lucy, let's talk some more baseball. So we're going through the NL Central. You told us yesterday you like the Reds to win this division. We were talking about the Cardinals today. Now, they're favored to win this division. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying their win total either at 85.5. I would take the under on St. Louis. What are your thoughts on the Redbirds this year?
PJ, I am right there with you. I am taking the under on this of 85.5 wins. They did go over this in their last two of the last three seasons, but they are coming off of a 71 win season. Maybe they can add more wins to that this season, but not enough to go over this. That's a big difference. 85.5 is way too high, I think, for this team. I don't think they should be favored at all. I am not buying this at all either, PJ. I'm going under on this.
Yeah, there you go. They're not fooling us. I'm taking the under. I'm right there with you. Let's talk
some trick
NFL,
us, PJ.
Lucy. They cannot trick us. You are correct. Lucy, let's talk some NFL. So there's a lot of buzz going on right now of who the Commanders are going to take at the number two pick. And that's obviously big for fans of the Patriots, which you are, because you guys are sitting there with the number three pick. So let me ask you personally, who do you want, Lucy? Would you rather have your pick Jaden Daniels, or would you want Drake May at number three?
I would definitely take Jaden Daniels all day. He just put up basically video game numbers last season. 3,812 yards, 40 touchdowns. If the Patriots want serious improvement at quarterback, which they better, I know they do, and they better be serious about it, I would take Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels over Drake May, over Mac Jones, and Jaden Daniels as your starting quarterback.
Yeah, Man, I go back and forth, Lucy. It's tough. I still think Drake May is going to go number two, so I think Jaden Daniels is going to end up being a Patriot, but we'll see what happens. If you had your choice, do you want the Patriots to draft a rookie quarterback, or do you want them to go after a veteran like a Kirk Cousins or a Justin Fields?
So I lean more rookie quarterback for the Patriots. Justin Fields would be intriguing. He's young. He has talent. He has NFL experience, which is huge. But I would take a chance on a rookie for a fresh start. I think a rookie quarterback would be better in the long run, too, because it would be cheaper salary cap wise, give the team more flexibility with spending going forward. Also, you've got a little bit of drama already with Justin Fields because he unfollowed the Bears and the NFL on Instagram because he says he doesn't want to look at NFL content while he's not while he's in the offseason. You can just mute those accounts. There's far more behind that than just unfollowing them for no reason. So I would take a more not that there's a ton of drama with Justin Fields, but we haven't seen any with Jaden Daniels in the NFL yet, so he's a clean slate. So I would take a rookie quarterback over even Kirk Cousins or in Justin Fields.
All right, very nice. She is Lucy Burge joining me here on Send It In. Lucy, have a great weekend. Always great having you on, and good luck on all your bets.
Thank you, PJ. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, now it's time for a little PJ's props. Been a while since we've done this segment. We thought we'd bring it back for the NBA. We got 8 props to choose from tonight. Shawnee Sharp, what's the first one we're going with?
Well, Peach, as the people should know, you cashed in on your Jokic triple-double last night. So we're going to go to another big man against the Wizards. How about Chet Holmgren double-double? So that odds right now are at yes is plus 170 and no is minus 250 at BetMGM.
So I really liked that Jokic triple-double last night. Like, I really liked it. I don't like this Chet double-double quite as much, but I really like it. Like, any big man going against the Wizards is kind of an autoplay. Right now, it's the second night of a back-to-back. You do worry about the fact that OKC might just blow out the Wizards, and maybe Chet doesn't play the fourth quarter. He had a double-double last night, though, against the Clippers. The big man, Nick Ashew, taught me this, the host of BetMGM Tonight. He's like, you always take center props against the Wizards, and he is so right. So I think Chet gets the rebounds. I think he gets the points tonight, especially at the price, plus 170. I'll take Chet Holmgren, double-double. Absolutely, yes.
All right, tonight we got a pretty good matchup between the Bucks and the Timberwolves. We're going to look at Giannis points. It's the line's at 27.5. Over for 27.5 is minus 140. The under is at plus 105.
Yeah, I think it's juice for a reason. I think Giannis is coming out on a warpath. I think Dame is as well. Look, it's well documented. The Bucks right now are 3-7 under Doc Rivers. They lose to the Grizzlies going into the All-Star break. But that interview that Damian Lillard did with the NBA TNT crew and Shaquille O'Neal telling Dame that him and Giannis got to get it going, I think they both know that, right? And obviously their focus is on the postseason, but they know that they got to get some momentum here going in the regular season. What better way to start off than on the road out of the All-Star break against the number one team in the Western Conference? I think Giannis is going to have a big night. I go over 27.5 points.
All right, next one, we have a potential block party with Victor Wembanyama. 2.5 blocks is the line. The over is minus 155. The under is plus 120.
It's a lot of juice to lay for 3 or more blocks at minus 155, but look at what Wemby's done his last 3 games. 5 blocks, 3 blocks, and 10 blocks for Victor Wembanyama. Guy's pretty good at this basketball thing. He's starting to get it figured out. Now, the matchup could be interesting tonight against the Lakers, right, going up against Anthony Davis, who's also, like you said, Sean, could be a block party tonight. AD's no stranger to blocks either. I would go over, but laying that kind of juice, minus 155, when I don't really love it, is probably just going to be a stay away for me. But if I had to play it, I would take the over.
All right, next on the list here, we got Steph Curry assist. The line is at 6.5 over at BetMGM. The over is plus 115, while the under is minus 155.
Really like this over for Steph, 6.5 assists. The Hornets are so bad to begin with. They're really bad against opposing point guards, give up a ton of assists. Steph has kind of been streaky when it comes to assists. Like in January towards the end, he was racking up like 8-9 a game. Then here in February before the All-Star break, he had some games where it was only like 1-3 assists. But the Hornets are on a second night of a back-to-back, as are the Warriors. Both teams are tired. This is one of those games. I think Steph shares the wealth, lets his teammates get some confidence. We're getting plus money on the over 6.5. I'll take that with Steph Curry over assists plus 115.
Next up here, we got the favorite for most improved player, Tyrese Maxey, for 3 points made. The line's at 2.5. The over is -120. The under is -110.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Maxey, it seems like every game is right around 2 or 3 3-pointers. He's playing a really good defensive team tonight in Cleveland, second night of a back-to-back for Philadelphia. So I'm going to go under on Maxey, -110. This is going to be a sweat. He's going to either have like 2 3-pointers or 3. You just got to hope if you're taking the under like me, it falls at 2. But because of that Cavs defense, I think that's the edge for me. So I'll go under 2.5 3s for Maxey.
All right, so we're heading back here to the Bucks and Timberwolves game. Looking at one of the centers, or Karl-Anthony Towns, his points plus rebounds line right now is 32.5. The over is -120, while the under is -110.
Yeah, I'm going to go under on this for Kat. 32.5 points and rebounds. He's going up against Giannis, who's coming out of the All-Star break. He's rested, refreshed, ready to go. I just talked about it when we were discussing Giannis's points. I think he's going to have a big game on both ends of the floor. Giannis, remember when he went up against Wembanyama in San Antonio? Like, when Giannis goes up against peers that he respects, the Jokic's, the Embiid's, the Wemby's, the Cats, guys that are All-Stars, some of the best bigs in the league, it brings the best out of him. He's one of the best competitors that there is in the NBA. So I think he's going to take this challenge personally tonight against Kat. I'm going under 32.5.
All right. You were just talking about Victor Wembanyama. We're going to Anthony Davis now, the center he's going up against. His rebound line is 13.5 tonight, while the over is -110. The under is -120.
Yeah, and I'm going to go under 13.5. It's a lot of rebounds for Anthony Davis. Again, a lot of teams are on a second night of a back-to-back. The Lakers are another one of those teams. He's going up against the size of Wembanyama, though. And LeBron James, it looks like, is going to be back for the Lakers as well. So, you know, LeBron's certainly going to take some rebounds away from AD as well. I'm going to take the under. That number could go either way. Plus, the Lakers could just blow out San Antonio tonight. Anthony Davis might get some more extended rest than we're accustomed to seeing him. So I'll go under 13.5.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. We're going down to New Orleans. Zion Williamson's points against the Heat is 24.5. The over is -105, while the under is -125.
Yeah, and I'm going with the under right now. I'm seeing the total for this game is going to be 219.5, so it's going to be low scoring. Miami's obviously a good defensive team. Zion, I could see him finishing with like 18, 19, 20 points in this game. I don't know if he gets 24.5. The under's juice for a reason. I will take it at -125. That's what we got for PJ's props. A reminder that new BetMGM customers, the king of sportsbooks, BetMGM, is giving you $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. How it works? You place a bet of $5 or more as your first wager with BetMGM. You receive $150 in bonus bets regardless of your wager's outcome, and you use your bonus bets on any sport. Let's wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on a Friday. Folks, let's give out some winners. We got nothing but bets in the NBA for tonight. Friday is always a slow night in college basketball. Then we obviously get the great slate on Saturday. Our prop lock, Jokic, was an easy plus money winner last night. Got a feeling this one's probably going to hit too. Give me Chet Holmgren double-double +170 against the Wizards. You just fade the Wizards when they go up against good big man. You take the big man whenever they go up against the Wizards. Chet had a double-double last night. I think he's going to have another double-double tonight. I love it. +170. Stay-away game is going to be that Lakers and Spurs game. The Spurs are so bad, but so are the Lakers. Do you really want to lay double digits with the Lakers? Because I really don't. This is going to be one of those games LA probably wins. You want to throw them in on a money line parlay? I think that's fine, but laying the 9.5, don't know if I can get there with you. I'm going to stay away. Dog of the day for me is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks +4.5 against Minnesota. When we came out of the NBA All-Star break, I had two games circled. The first one was the Nets against the Raptors because the Nets had fired their head coach, Jacque Vaughn. You guys know me. Love backing teams their first game after firing a head coach. Well, that didn't work out. The other team I was looking forward to backing was the Milwaukee Bucks because I thought out of the All-Star break, a chance to reset and refresh 3-7 so far in their first 10 games under Doc Rivers. I thought they were going to come out of the All-Star break ready to roll. I love them. +4.5 tonight against Minnesota. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What's your favorite bet for tonight?
Yeah, Peach, I'm also going to the NBA. I'm giving out a bet that we talked about just this last segment in PJ's props. I'm going Steph Curry over 6.5 in assists. I hit this prop, I think it was right before the All-Star break, too. As you said, the Hornets are terrible against point guards. They allow 9 assists per game to the point guard position. Steph's gone over, has had 6 or more assists in 4 of his last 5 games. And I, like you said, I think Curry's going to get more people involved. It's second game of back-to-back. So the Hornets don't want Steph Curry to beat them. So he's going to dish it out and let other people beat him.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm doubling down. My dog of the day is also my best bet. We've done this a couple times throughout the month, and it's throughout the month, and it's been pretty good to us. We're going to it one more time. Like Milwaukee, +4.5. Think they win the game outright. I'd sprinkle some money line against the Wolves as well. To recap, our best bet for tonight. Give me Chet Holmgren double-double, prop lock, +170 against the Wizards, Lakers, Spurs, stay away game, and then give me the Bucks, my dog of the day. Give me the Bucks, my best bet, +4.5 against the T-Wolves. Sprinkle some money line as well. Thanks so much to Lucy Burge for joining me here on the show. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Good luck on all your bets. Remember, Kentucky, Washington State tomorrow. Kentucky, Arizona State against Washington State tomorrow. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.